Well, a very warm, and I should add, up-tempo welcome to every one of you gathered here for this homecoming weekend 2011. This opportunity to renew friendships, often from the recent past, and in some cases from many years ago, we are thrilled to have each one of you here today. And a special welcome in particular to members of the class of 61 and 66 and 71 and 76 and 81 and 86 and 91 and 96 and 2001 and 2006. We are thrilled to have you here, and on behalf of the faculty and the staff, the students, the administration, we want to extend to you a special welcome and a sense of humility and pride that we have as we consider what you, our alumni, are accomplishing and how you embody, in so many profound ways, EMU's mission of preparing graduates to serve and lead in a global context. And we are aware of this dynamic this weekend in so many different ways, from the awards that are being given just to observing and connecting with your stories.
Welcome to all of you on this very special occasion. I recall hearing at an alumni reunion some years ago, a class that gathered, it was a group of students who had way too many stories to tell and to remember. And so the class president decided that there was one way to make this work, and that was that if a member of the class wanted to share a particular story about another member of the class, for $10 placed in the basket, they could do that. But if the other person about whom the story was to be told placed $20 in the basket, story goes untold. I'm offering that to each of the classes as a way. The challenge, however, is that for our next major project on campus, it's about a $32 million project, so that's going to take a lot of stories. We're delighted you're here, and we welcome you back and invite you to have a wonderful weekend of reminiscing. Earlier this morning, we welcomed three Eastern Mennonite University alumni into our Athletics Hall of Honor, and I'd like to name these persons and then have them join me on the platform to be recognized. In fact, if the three of you wish to come up here now, that would be just fine. Mike Gale, class of 2001, is recognized for his baseball career, where he was a strong defensive first baseman who also made his mark at the plate. Mike accumulated 165 hits, 106 runs, and a batting average of 360 in his four-year career. He was an All-ODAC First Team Award winner in 2001. His 102 runs batted in record ranked him seventh in the ODAC record books. Sarah Pfeiffer Nisley, class of 2001, capped her field hockey career with a stellar senior season, leading the nation in scoring with 29 goals. Sarah was named ODAC Player of the Year and All-ODAC, All-Region, and All-America First Team. She left EMU second in career goals with 74, points fourth ranked in points 175, and tied for seventh in assists 27. Danielle Conser Sambita, class of 1999, spent most of her volleyball career at EMU as a setter, leaving with four career records, one season record, and a single match mark. She led the ODAC in assists twice and was named All-ODAC First Team as a senior in 1998 when she split her time between setter and hitter. Congratulations to each of you for your exemplary work both on the field, turf, and court, as well as in the classroom. Please give these folks a hand of applause. This morning, we recognize two outstanding alumni, Lema Bowie and Glenn Lapp, for being models of the guiding ethos of this university to serve and lead in a global context. Lema Bowie first came to this campus from her home in Liberia to attend the Summer Peace Building Institute in 2004. That experience followed by taking a STAR seminar. STAR is Strategies, Trauma, Awareness, and Resilience. In 2005, to deepen her understanding of trauma and post-trauma resilience, fed Lema's desire to complete a master's degree in conflict transformation in 2007 through our Center for Justice and Peace Building. Her master's studies demanded considerable sacrifice involving 9 months of separation from her children. Since graduating, Lema has visited campus a number of times this past June. She was one of a group of women who explored whether CJP should start a women and peacebuilding program. She also keeps in touch with EMU as the mother of a second-year student, Joshua Mensa. He's the firstborn son she calls Nuku in her new book, Mighty Be Our Powers. Lema's role in leading a grassroots movement of women to help end 14 years of brutal civil war is featured in the documentary Pray the Devil Back to Hell, shown here on campus last evening. I invite you to read more about Lema in your program booklet. Lema, if you would join me here on the platform, please. Lema, we thank you for temporarily ignoring the world's clamor for your attention to be here with us this weekend to receive our 2011 Alumna of the Year Award. When we chose you months ago, we did not know that our good judgment would be confirmed by the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to you 1 week ago yesterday. We are honored to be a part of your story. We're challenged by your example and grateful for the role you play as a proponent of the power and rights of women and as an advocate for peace throughout Africa and around the world. And we thank God for the gifts of courage, frankness, and leadership that you were given and the use to which you have put these gifts. Congratulations.
Thank you. For the last 24 hours since we've been here as part of the celebration, one of the things that, Lauren, you've always said and is ringing in my ears is how do we celebrate this without being overly proud of ourselves? And from the moment I was announced as one of the co-recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize, the one thing I, every night and every morning as I say my prayers, and it has been my prayer from the beginning, Lord, keep me humble. Because it is in my humility that I will be able to touch more lives. It is by being humble that I will be an example for the next generation of peace builders. It is by being humble that I will carry the part of being a Mennonite by default proudly. And so that is my prayer, and I ask and encourage each of you to pray along with me that in the midst of all of this, I will keep humble. And I did not have to think twice about coming here this weekend, even after the Nobel announcement. I've said to myself, there's something called integrity. There's something you learn when you interact with very good people like yourselves. And I've been telling everyone, everything that had been on my schedule before the Nobel stays on my schedule. Every other thing we'll discuss afterwards. It's a pleasure being here. This is a community that I love. This is a community that I cannot write the story about my personal healing without the EMU touch. And this is a community that really is an example of true humility. Thank you, and I'm really humbled by this award. Thank you very much.
Yesterday at the press conference, we heard the rest of the story that I think is a wonderful one about how Lema learned that she had been selected last Friday. She was on an overnight plane ride, 5 hours. As she described it, I think you were sleeping on that flight most of that time with her face covered. By her own description, she said she was not dressed as a Nobel Peace Prize winner, not particularly color coordinated, didn't speak to the person next to her for 5 hours because it was nighttime, concerned about a sister who was undergoing surgery. And as we all do now, when you land on the runway, you turn on your phone to see whether you have messages. Voicemail was exploding. And she put it, hip, hip, hooray, yip, yip. And then she saw the message from Abigail Disney, who produced the film that we saw last night, said, Nobel, Nobel, Nobel. And then she turned to the person next to her and said, sir, I just won the Nobel Peace Prize. And then the part that I really enjoyed was the guy in front of you, row ahead of them on the plane, turns on his phone, PDA, BlackBerry, whatever it was, goes to the New York Times website, looks at the picture, stands up, looks around, that's her. And then you had, as you described it, five white American guys all giving you a hug. It's a great story. We're honored that you're here. We're honored to honor you. And we wish you God's best as you confront the new realities of your life and all of the additional expectations and pressures that come with that. You are well grounded. We hear that, and we're grateful for that, and we will continue to hold you in our thoughts and prayers going forward. This year, for the first time ever, EMU bestows one of its annual awards after the death of an alumnus. This award recognizes an amazing life that ended too soon. Glenn Lapp, who graduated as a math major in 1991, died at the age of 40 on August 5, 2010, in the rugged mountains of northern Afghanistan. He had been serving there with the Christian Healthcare Workers under International Assistance Mission. Glenn and nine other colleagues were ambushed, robbed, and murdered while making their way back to Kabul after providing eye care to remote villages. Words that frequently came from the mouths of people who knew Glenn are compassionate, caring, humble, persistent, adventurous, full of laughter. The world needs more persons like Glenn Lapp. What a loss it is to us that Glenn is no longer here to serve and to lead as he did. But he influenced many, many people, and through them, his memory lives on. EMU is proud to name Glenn Lapp as our choice for the 2011 Distinguished Service Award. Members of Glenn's family have joined us for this occasion. Glenn's father, Marvin, is a 1972 graduate of EMU, and I invite Glenn's parents, Marvin and Mary, to join me to share any thoughts that they care to offer at this time. Will you join me in welcoming them?
Thank you to the EMU community for the way in which you have shown kindness to our son Glenn and giving him the Distinguished Service Award.
This weekend is bringing back a lot of memories for us, most of them revolving around volleyball and Glenn. We did live here back in the early 70s, so we think about that a little bit too, but not near as much as just remembering Glenn and volleyball. Thank you for having us.
We hope you are already having a great weekend here at EMU, your alma mater, with much more to come. I'd like to take time for a few acknowledgments and recognitions, followed by which we'll dismiss the reunion, classes, and the rest of you. First, I'd like if we'd all recognize our 50-year class, the class of 1961. This evening, they will be inducted into the Jubilee alumni. So they are here with us. And first of all, congratulations on being inducted into the Jubilee alumni this evening. That's quite a milestone. It used to be called the old grads, so there's progress. I'd like to ask you to stand and be acknowledged, please. Class of 1961. Then, anyone here in the audience who graduated more than 50 years ago, would you please stand to receive our appreciation as well? More than 50 years. One final item. I'd certainly like to encourage you to join us for tomorrow morning's worship service at 10 a.m. right here in Lehman Auditorium. It is a service not to be missed, and I hope you can be here for it.